Hey, learners and local fans, this is John Toad, and I have a special message for you today. As you know, this season we've been focused on Vermont entrepreneurs and all their great stories, but today we're going to take a little detour to recognize a great friend and a two-time guest on Learning Life, James Lawrence, the Iron Cowboy. So for anyone who doesn't know James, he's an endurance athlete, and he has been at his latest challenge, the Conquer 100, since March 1st. That is 100 triathlons in 100 consecutive days. It's an unreal goal, and he achieved it today. So we want to put our congratulations out there to James. Once again, he's achieved another world record and really accomplished a feat. So wherever you are, take a listen to this episode. Check out ironcowboy.com to learn a little bit more about James. He talks about his family, his team, how they're so integral in all of these world records that he's accomplished. He also talks about how each of us can go after these different experiences, new things that we've never done before, press our own boundaries to really find the greatness inside of ourselves. It's a really inspirational message. James is a great guy to listen to. It's an awesome episode, so check it out. We will be back with yet another local episode next week. But in honor of the Conquer 100, let's take a quick listen to James Lawrence from episode 101 on Learning Life. And until next week, happy learning and enjoy.
Motion creates emotion. And you have to start moving and doing things and having experiences in order to have a shift in energy and the way that you feel.
Welcome to Learning Life.
And the thing that I've realized, from the CEO to the NFL football player to the Jadener, we're our toughest critics and we're hardest on ourselves.
But you have to be willing to say and point out the things that need to be said.
The only way to grab somebody's attention is with a story.
Welcome back to Learning Life with John Toda. My guest today is the Iron Cowboy, James Lawrence. James has been a guest on Learning Life before, so some of you might have heard his story before. James is one of the top endurance athletes in the world. He holds several Guinness World Records and is known most for completing the 50 Ironmans in all 50 U.S. states over 50 consecutive days. James has shared his amazing story in his book, Redefine Impossible, and is one of the most inspirational speakers I've seen in a long time. He's also a competitor in season one of the Amazon Prime show, The World's Toughest Race, in Fiji, with season two in Patagonia coming up soon. And you can catch the Iron Cowboy documentary on Prime as well. So, James, welcome back to Learning Life.
What's up, John? Thank you, man. I appreciate the invite and always enjoy our conversations.
Yeah, man. It is so cool every time I get to talk to you. And I know I just caught your presentation. You were at the ELBX online conference. You did an awesome job giving out your keynote. And what I thought was really cool is your keynote is just as entertaining and inspirational virtually as it was when I've seen it a few times live. So great job with that.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's actually really hard. I've had to make those adjustments because, as we all know, the world got shut down, and the demand to speak and you know, especially during this time where people are really struggling with the conversations in their head and the unknown fears and all these irrational things that are going on, it was a tough adjustment for me because, you know, live there's an audience and feedback and emotion, and man, presenting virtually has its own set of problems. I appreciate you saying that. I worked hard at it.
I know the story. Obviously, I've seen you delivered a few times now. And though everybody gets that same message out of it, you know, Redefine Impossible is what you stand for. And like anybody who's listening, I think you think about, you know, 50 Ironmans in 50 states consecutively over 50 days. It is the essence of impossible. What is some of the feedback you get just from regular people, how they apply that message in their own lives?
Yeah, it's been super interesting and very unexpected and always humbling. For the past 5 years, 60 to 80 events a year, no marketing, no advertising, speaking to everything from the NFL to elementary schools. What's amazing is companies that'll hire us, they always ask you first thing is like, hey, what's your, you know, what are your four pillars or what's your key message? And I always reply back and I'm like, look, I don't have a key message. I'm sharing a very emotional story that our family went through over the past decade. And what I do say is I promise you it'll resonate with every single person in your audience. And the reason it does that is because what I've learned that as humans, we're all hardest on ourselves. We're getting in our own way, and it's in that space between our ears and the mindset piece of it. And everybody's on their own different part of their unique journey. And so some part of our journey resonates with them. And without fail, we'll do a poll or a questionnaire after the event to some of the key participants, and we'll ask them what their takeaways were. And it's always fascinating to me that they're all different. And that's what I love about our story and our message is it's for literally for everybody, because like I said, we're all on different parts of our own journey. And I've had people hear it multiple different times. And I was shocked to hear when they came up to me and they said, "Oh man, great changes to your story and presentation." And I said, "Man, I didn't change hardly anything. You're just on a different part of your journey from the last time you heard it, which means a different piece of it resonated with you." And so I love getting that feedback from the average person. And our story isn't necessarily about an athletic feat. It's about persevering and staying in the grind and doing something when everybody else says it's impossible. And it's about teamwork and family and learning that everybody's heart is different and it's okay as long as we keep showing up, right?
Yeah, and that's, I think, the thing I always take away from it. And I know I just saw it again when I watched you do it virtually. And it's that one line of everybody's heart is different, right? Yeah. It's like it's yours is different than mine. But I know afterwards I talked to some people who just saw this for the first time. And they were like, "I got out and I ran 3 miles today, because if he can do all of that, I could get out and at least just run a few miles."
Well, and here's the crazy part that I don't even cover in my keynote in very much detail is, you know, people see that headline, right? 50 Ironmans, 50 days, 50 states. And they're like, "Oh, that guy's genetically gifted. He's single. He's, you know, rich. He's got a, you know, some type of trust fund somewhere." And all it's exact opposite of all of that. I'm totally not gifted genetically. I have 5 kids. We're middle America, man. And the piece of the story that most people don't know is my journey started with a 4-mile fun run off the couch that I literally struggled through. And I think that's the beautiful piece that people need to understand. And maybe I need to talk about it more in my presentation, but that's where this journey started. And I promise you, when I did my first triathlon and I'm holding on to the edge of this pool sprint, gasping for air with a nose plug, guarantee you nobody witnessing that day was going to go, "Hey, that's that guy right there. He's going to go break 2 world records and do the greatest endurance feat in sports history." Right. And so it's always entertaining. And if you're sitting there at home going, "Oh man, I can't relate to that," I promise you, you can relate to struggling through a 4-mile fun run. Anybody can relate to that. And that is where our family's journey started.
Yeah. And I think that message is so important right now with everything everyone's dealing with coming out of the COVID pandemic.
Where do you start?
Right? Like with these challenges, and now people have to reinvent their business, reinvent themselves. And so you put a really great message out there about just you're not special, you know, genetically special, you know, gifted in any way in particular, but it's almost this superhuman focus you have that when you choose a goal that is harder than anybody else might have previously attempted, that there is no scenario where you're going to quit or fail. And that level of focus, it's such an interesting aspect or an attribute of yours. Do you help people kind of figure out how to be able to achieve that level of commitment and focus to whatever their task might be?
Yeah. And here's the key, and what people don't see is I do all of my not quitting, but failing in the process along the way to a big goal, so that when it comes time, I have 300% confidence it's going to happen because I've done the work required in order to get there. And that's what people don't see is the amount of failing and pushing the envelope that I do behind the scenes in the dark before it truly happens, right? And the other part that people don't know, the number one question I get, how do I become more mentally tough? And how do I gain knowledge? And how do I grow? And how do I become tougher? How do I become the best version of myself? And the answer every single time, and the only way to do it, you can't do it through reading a book. You can't do it through listening to a podcast. Those things are kickstarters. Those things get you going. Those things are the spark, right? But then here's the key. You have to go and execute and do and have an experience. only then when you have an experience, can you now go on to have growth and apply it to what's next, right? I started by breaking the half Ironman world record, right? And when I was doing that, it was the hardest thing I'd ever done. And I was like, oh man, this is the limit. And then I accomplished it. And I looked back and I went, okay, I learned this lesson. I grew here. I now have this knowledge. And I was like, okay, let's do the Ironman world record. And when I was in the middle of that, I was like, oh, this is absolutely the hardest thing I've ever done. And the same thing happened. You get to the end, you look back and you're like, wow, I now have more knowledge and more experience. And I had more struggle and more growth. Only then was the 50 even conceivable, right? When you're at the beginning of the journey, you can't even conceive that that's possible. And that's why when you make an announcement, like you're going to do 50, you're the only one that has that perspective, but it's because of experiences. And so anybody out there that's asking, hey, how do I grow mentally? How do I grow spiritually? Go have an experience. The other big question, John, is always, hey, I don't know what my passion is. I want to live a meaningful life. And I say it in a whiny voice because that's the way that they ask these questions. And again, the answer is go try 10,000 different things. Look, I didn't know I loved wrestling until I wrestled as a young man. I didn't know I loved to golf until I golfed. I didn't know I loved triathlon until I did triathlon. And I did a lot of things in between those that I didn't love. I just got into adventure racing. Dude, I had no idea how cool and awesome and fun adventure racing was until I did it and had an experience, right?
Yeah, and I think that's the challenge for so many people, that it's just this big block ahead of them that you've never done it, you know, and you're in that comfort zone or you're a little bit complacent.
It's fear and laziness combined. That's the worst possible combination is fear and laziness. And if you can get over those two things and start to have experiences, here's a great example that happened this week. My wife was, with COVID and whatnot, and she's a very social person, and our church got split boundaries right when everything shut down. And she's like, man, I don't love, you know, our neighborhood, and I don't know the church members right now. She found this little group that they play pickleball twice a week. And I know it sounds crazy, but she went and got out of, you know, a lot of people would say, oh, I'm too scared to go to this new group and this and that. And she's gone 3 weeks in a row now and is literally having the time of her life with these ladies playing pickleball and doing this little workout circuit. And you can either say, oh, I'm too scared, or you're too lazy to take action and do something to open up these doors. And she would have never had those experiences had she still been sitting at home feeling sore of herself. And that is the biggest crippling component of everything, is when you're idle, the depression and everything compounds. I say in my presentation that motion creates emotion. And you have to start moving and doing things and having experiences in order to have a shift in energy and the way that you feel.
Now, for you, obviously you do something as big as the 50, and then everyone's waiting to see how you followed up. And I know then you went on and did this world's toughest race. What is that all about? Because that's kind of you, again, pushing the boundaries, saying, okay, what can I do next? How do I push further, both as an individual? Because now this is a reality show. It's a totally new way for you to compete. But it's also the world's toughest race. What's that all about?
Yeah, dude, the world of adventure racing. It was something that Mark Burnett, the producer of Survivor, did back in like 97 to 2002. It was on the Discovery Channel. And adventure racing is like map and compass, mountain biking, jungle trekking, ropes, rappelling, ascending, kayaking, ocean sailing, teams of four, co-ed. And so they brought it back out. Mark Burnett partnered with Bear Grylls, and it just dropped on Amazon Prime. There's 10 episodes. It's called The World's Toughest Race. And we had an opportunity to represent the United States as Team Iron Cowboy. And four of us went out there to take on. And, you know, we were flat out told, no chance you guys will finish this. You're a bunch of Ironmans. And so we really took it seriously, and we wanted to dissect the different pieces of this race. And I've never done mountain climbing, like ropes ascending. I mean, we had to go up 1,000-foot waterfall in the middle of the night and do all these like ocean sailing and things like, I mean, it's a wild adventure. You guys have got to see it on Prime. It's really, really cool. And it was a really good opportunity to try something new. And man, I've fallen in love with this kind of racing and this challenge, because it truly is physical and mental at the highest level. I mean, we were in the back part of like remote Fiji. Like, we're talking nature's beast jungle, for 10 plus days. It just, it's a real experience.
And I think it's interesting too, because you say, you know, you do Ironmans and like everybody thinks, wow, that's the ultimate in endurance. But then this is a totally different world, because now you're in adventure racing and you're dealing with nature and all the elements. And now, is this something that you feel like you're going to continue going? I know season two is coming up. Is that another one that you're going to be involved in?
Yeah, we've applied. We have high hopes that we'll get on to be able to compete again. And this time we don't want to be as cautious as we were in season one. I don't want to give away spoiler alerts if anybody's going to watch it, but we'd love to go to Patagonia for season two. We are on the, you know, in the process of getting into doing that. And we'd love to be more competitive. We'd love to race, take a few more risks. We learned a lot in season one. And it's just a very different, I mean, it's like anything, it has a steep learning curve. Ironman, man, what, it has an insane learning curve, and you have three activities, swim, bike, run. Well, we had 10 different modalities in adventure racing, and one of them being navigation. And we're not talking technology navigation. We're talking old school topographical maps with grids and a Boy Scout compass, right? Uh-huh. And that's the kind of navigation that we were doing. And so just very, very new skill sets for us. I mean, collectively, we've done over, I think, 124 Ironmans in our group of four. But yeah, this is a very different beast. I love the variety of it. I love the challenge of it. And, you know, I love a physical and mental test. And this truly is the culmination of physical and mental toughness and grit.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so for all of our listeners, definitely check that out on Amazon Prime. It's the world's toughest race. And side note, that was originally the Eco Challenge. I think that was Mark Burnett's first reality show.
It was, yeah.
Ago,
it's
right?
His baby, and it's why he wanted to bring it back out. But Survivor got so big and so fast, and they've had such success. I mean, they just aired the 40th season of it. But then he saw an opportunity, and he partnered with Bear Grylls. And you know, back in 97 to 2000, GoPros didn't exist and drones didn't exist, and the ability to really film and showcase this type of race wasn't available. And Amazon came on and said, you know what, we'll fit the bill for this. And it ended up being the largest film production in TV history, because you talk about 1,000 cameras in the jungle. It's spectacular, not scripted. I don't like the word reality TV. It's a race. But there's some great motivational stories in there. Literally, it was 67 teams from 30 countries around the world. Just to have the opportunity to race in one of them was amazing. And to possibly have an opportunity to do the second one would just be an honor.
Wow, that's super cool. That's awesome. And also for anybody who's checking James out on Amazon Prime, also the documentary on the 50 is there as well. And that's an awesome one to watch too. And so definitely check those out. That'll give you some inspiration. And now, what do you have now? You've got another competition or another challenge coming up pretty soon, right?
Yeah. So actually in 3 weeks, I'm doing a relay in California called the Uberman, and we're going to try to break the course record. It's a 22 mile ocean swim from Catalina Island to California. And then it is a 400 mile bike ride from there to the start of the Badwater 100 course. And then, so I'm going to do the 400 mile bike section. And then my wingman from the 50, Casey, he's going to take on the 135 mile run on the original Badwater course through Death Valley. And so we're going to try to break the course record in 3 weeks from now, from this recording. And then coming up next year, we've got some massive projects coming up. We're going to start with hopefully Eco Challenge Patagonia in March. Then I'm going to go to Hawaii and do what's called the Epic Deca, which is a structured race where 10 Ironmans in a row throughout all the Hawaiian islands. That's in May. And then in June, I'm on a very, very fun, diverse group to do the RAM race, which is Race Across America. And so that's we're going to go for the team category win, where we bike from coast to coast in, you know, 5-6 days. Those several handful of challenges themselves individually are like massive bucket list people. So to be able to kind of tackle them all in 1 year. And then everybody, I want you to follow our Instagram, Iron Cowboy James. We've got a lot of exciting things, and we have an announcement coming up probably in the first quarter of next year of a project we're doing that's going to be pretty impactful for the back half of 2021, and we're calling it Defy Logic. And so if you're curious at all of following those first couple races we have this year, and then kind of a big surprise coming up for the back half of 2021.
That's exciting. So for all our listeners, definitely check James out on Instagram, Iron Cowboy James on Instagram. I know you're actually a really good follow because you put a ton of good content out there. So my last question for you, because I think this is for everyone, when you listen to just that list of races and competitions or challenges that you have lined up for the next year, you know, and you said before that, like, you're not a single guy. You have a family. You have five kids. How do you do it for people who are trying to balance work and family now, you know, because we're all at home juggling like that? How do you do it? What are some of the, you know, one of those lessons learned along the way that you could say, like, this is the way I can train at such a high level and compete at that level while still being a good family man?
Yeah, to me, I think it's just hyper-focused on the family when you're with the family, instead of having like one foot in, one foot out and being distracted. They know that I got to put in big training hours, and they know that I have to run the speaking business and the coaching business. But they also know that when it's family time, dude, I'm locked in and we're doing it and we're doing family stuff. And so the biggest advice I can give people is like, dude, if you're with your kids, be with your kids. If you're doing business, do your business, and just be effective with your time and communicate with the family and your team what the expectations and what different sacrifices are going to be at different parts of the journey, right? Because sometimes they're going to be higher and sometimes they're going to be less. My training load's not massive right now, but it's going to get massive. And so as long as you communicate along the way and make sure you're meeting their needs, then everybody wins in that case.
That's awesome advice. And well, good luck, man. I know you got a ton of huge things coming up. We're going to be watching and keeping tabs on all of it. Thank you for making the time to be here with us today. It's always awesome to have you on the show and inspirational hearing all the things you're up to.
Absolutely, John. I appreciate the time.
And for all of our listeners, make sure you check out James's website, ironcowboy.com. You can find out everything he's up to there. Check him out on social media. Instagram's probably the best place. And if you are at home tonight, definitely tune into Amazon Prime and catch The World's Toughest Race and the Iron Cowboy 50 documentary. And James, thank you for being here. To our audience, thank you guys for being here every week. Wherever you're listening, make sure you subscribe, leave us comments. We'd love to hear from you guys. And until the next episode, happy learning.
Peace out.